We're right now in the middle of Yudches Amud Beis. There's a period smack in the middle of the Amud. We're going to just remind you of what's happened just now. Abai and Rav have a machlokes about the concept called Pi Tikra Yorod Vesosim, which means if I have a beam, Danny, you hear me, Danny?
Huh?
You hear me, okay? I'm putting you on speaker.
I can hear you.
Okay.
Clear.
Great. I put you on mute. Okay. So Abai and Rav have a discussion, Daf Yudches Amud Beis, regarding the concept of Pi Tikra Yorod Vesosim. What that concept means is that if you have a certain amount of thickness to the beam on top, so it's already considered that the mechitza on top is starting for a tefach, and it'll be Yorod Vesosim. We'll continue all the way downwards to create a halachic wall. Abai holds you can have four such walls that way. We have the case of you have the achsadra, the porches that were lining all around the courtyard, and there were more than four tefachim, four amos away from the wall. You couldn't use dofen akuma, but Abai says if you put schach on top of those achsadra across the entirety of the chatzir, that's going to be considered a good mechitza. Where are your walls? Peter Yovasosim, the walls of the porch, since a certain level of thickness, will basically halakhically go down and create a wall. She mentioned last time, we'll just reiterate this point, is that if it was the middle of nowhere, if you were just this would be walkways to walk through, the likelihood is that it would not create a proper mechitza. We mentioned the case when you have like a mavim mefulash, you have an openness on both sides, even though in theory pitikra should work, but even in that case, a bias moved to Rava, pitikra will not work in that case because it's like a mavim mefulash, which requires a proper mechitza of some sort to create a proper boundary. So we have now a bias who says the concept of pitikra v'sosim is the true concept, and Rava does not hold by that concept. At least not on all four sides of Pi Tikra Yorod Vesosim, of the top of the roof, kind of creating the wall going downwards. We want to suggest now that Abai Rav Machlokas is the fact of Machlokas that exists elsewhere. An opinion of Rav and Shmuel. Lema Abai V'Rava, the Plugsa the Rav and Shmuel Kamifuki. Let us suggest right now, we always know Lema is going to be rejected. Right now we're suggesting that Abai and Rava, Abai saying we do hold by Pi Tikra Yorod Vesosim, Rava saying we do not, is really going to be very much lined up with Rav and Shmuel about a similar concept. What's that case? Didmar, it was stated the following discussion. Achsadra bibika. Now here's a case when you have a valley, an open area, which is not a d'oraisa. This is why this is referring to rules of not of sukkah, but of Shabbos. You have a non-d'oraisa place to walk. It's called a carmelis, because there's no one really trespasses in that area. So you have in a carmelis area, and if you want to see the... is there a picture for us? No picture for us.
It's surrounded by mountains.
Oh, there's a picture for us. Look over here in page Kuf Chav Dalid. Not necessarily. No, it's open. It's open. Page Chav Dalid. Picture Kuf Pei Tes. No protection. No protection at all. And you have right now a picture Kuf Pei Tes. Picture Chav page Chav Dalid. So you have right now a little gazebo, but there's no walls there at all. It looks like a pergola. The top of it's completely. Actually, again, it's not sukkah. It's Shabbos, so the top of it's completely one piece. And the question is, can I carry under this entire pergola area, can I carry in its entirety? Or only four amos, like a typical carmelis would be the rule of a typical carmelis. So here, Machlokas says the Gemara, Achsadra Bevika, you have this little gazebo, this little, whatever, this hut without the walls, in the middle of a valley. Rav Amar Mutla Talta Bakulo. Rav says you can carry the entire way of that battery. Why? Because the rule is, Darmina Pitri Yovis, so saying we hold at the top roof, it's considered like a wall, and you have four such thicknesses. Therefore, we have this halachic, like Abai, this halachic wall, which is like a yachid and Shabbos, you can carry in its entirety. But Shmuel Amar, Ema Tal Tzimba.
Because
it's only carmelis. It's only carmelis outside of it. So it wouldn't be the Raisa. It'd be only the Rabbana. But over here he says that Ema Tal Tzimba, Elab Dalad Amos. According to Shmuel, you can only carry Dalad Amos. Like every carmelis would be, the lamrina pitikra yorod vesosim. We don't hold by the concept of pitikra yorod vesosim. So we have now Rav who says pitikra, Shmuel says we don't hold by pitikra. Sounds an awful lot like Abaye versus Rava. So this is all lema. So we know it's not gonna last in the end. But the Gemara right now is gonna assume that those shitas should match up. And the Gemara suggests, is it that Rav is like the opinion of Abaye and Shmuel like Rava? So the Gemara says 1 second. Well, certainly. One of those two sides, there's no question that it's like one opinion. Says the Gemara, Aliba de Shmuel kuli amalo pligi. What that means is as follows. Shmuel holds, in the case of Shabbos, when you have this roof, And these four poles that are supporting the roof, kuli alma lo pigi, no one argues, meaning everyone agrees that, that position of Shmuel, and we do not say P Tikra, could not be like Abaye. It's impossible. Meaning Abaye would never attempt to suggest that Shmuel would agree with him in the case of Sukkah. The Rashi here explains the reason why, is because at least in the case of Shabbos, you actually made the roof for the sake of underneath the roof. And therefore, it's just that the roof should be able to be Tikra Yovis Sosim to protect it would be much more likely than the case of a Sukkah. Again, one more time. To suggest that you're going to use P Tikra would usually be that you're using it to protect the area you made it for. When you make this gazebo in the middle of the valley, you're doing it for the part underneath the gazebo. And if Shmuel holds, we don't hold by P Tikra, even for the part it was made for. It can't even protect and act as a wall for the part it was made for, then Kal V'Chomer, in the case of the Achsadra, that the porch was made to go off the house, not to be in the courtyard, it's to make an extension of the house, of course we're not going to allow you then to have the P Tikra of the Achsadra, of the porch, work for a part it wasn't even made for in the first place. Again, according to Shmuel holds, that even though you made the roof for underneath the roof area, and the P Tikra you want to be your so same to protect that middle area that you actually made it for, and still Shmuel says you can't do that, must be that Imamish holds throughout every possible case there is no P Tikra Yovis Osim concept. We don't hold by it at all. And therefore, to apply to our case of Sukkah, where it's the Achsadra is not even being made for the courtyard, it's being made for the home area. If anything, if you want to put the wall downwards, it would only go down to protect towards the houses, not to protect the middle courtyard area. And therefore, Abaye holds that you can use the Achsadra for P Tikra Yovis Osim for the middle area of the Chatzer. Certainly cannot hold like Shmuel in the case of Shabbos. Is that clear why? You follow that? Iffy? I'll say it one more time. Okay. P Tikra Yovis Osim is a kata. We're able to use things that we made to act as a wall on our behalf, even though there's no real wall there. It's much more likely you could use such virtual walls if you actually made that Tikra for the sake of what you're using the walls for. If I build a hut in the middle of a valley, I want it to have the hut area. So to suggest P Tikra Yovis Osim would work for the hut is more logical. It's somewhat logical. But to suggest that it works, if you put a porch, a balcony off of a home, you want to now use that P Tikra to protect not near the home area, but the external part that was made for, that's a much bigger chiddush. So if you can't use P Tikra Yovis Osim in the case of the Bika, to protect the area, to act as the virtual wall for the area you want to actually be using, Kal V'Chomer, you can't use it for the external part of the Achsadra to the Chatzer that's away from it. And therefore, Abaye certainly cannot hold the position of Shmuel we have in the Gemara. Again, one is Sukkot and one is Shabbos, but we can still apply the rules. Shmuel, who says what he says by Shabbos, who does not hold P'tik Yom Sosim to even protect the area you made it for, Kal V'Chomer, by Sukkot, you can't use the walls there to protect the part in the Chatzer outside the outside part of the porch that you made. That's a no-brainer. Shmuel would only be like the opinion of Rav, but not like Abaye. However, how about Rav? Abaye and Rav are going to argue within Rav's opinion. We thought Rav is a great match with Abaye. And the Gemara says over here, Abaye ki Rav. So Abaye, we assume, is like Rav. That's a pasha way of reading it. Both of them would hold by the concept in general of P. Tikra Yorim Sosin. But Rav is not finished. Rav says, not so fast. Shmuel is definitely like me, and I think even Rav is like me. V'Rava Amar says, Rava Amar Lecha, he'll say to you, Ad kan luka al amar Rav Hasam Ella, meaning the whole thing is an only, because double negative. Rav only said what he said over there by the case of Shabbos, that we hold by P Tikra, Yorim Sosim, Dimechitos Lach Sadra Hu Davidi. Because after all, the porch that you made, or the roof that you made, was made for the inner part. Was the picture the poles? So I wonder. I mean, again, I'm looking at the picture, which I probably shouldn't be doing. Just
the word machitza. He doesn't say the roof is machitza.
So you look over here. Look at the again. This picture. I shouldn't use pictures for proofs at all.
Right. The machitzas are for the porch.
Again, if you look again. I'm suggesting to you, though I don't know if it's true or not, that again, the picture is not fair to base on the picture.
For the porch. The mechitza is for the porch, that's what it says.
Correct. The mechitza is for the porch.
It's there for the main function of serving the
The porch meaning connecting to the house, not connecting to the external part. But over here, the picture that we have over here is just four poles.
No, we're talking about the Shabbos case.
This is a Shabbos case.
This
is a Shabbos case.
You're
not. This is a Shabbos case.
I don't know. I'm a Rav
Hassan.
Rav will say it by Shabbos.
By Shabbos, correct.
Yeah.
The Mechisa is Achsadra. The Achsadra here is the case of Shabbos. The Achsadra is like the little gazebo we're talking about over here.
And all you have is four poles and a roof.
Yeah.
Okay, but you don't.
Where is Achsadra in that scenario?
Okay, so I'll tell you. So I don't think there's no frame. No frame around the porch. You have four poles, and then a board that's on top of all four poles. It's got to be the roof.
Yeah. As opposed to the roof. The border.
Meanwhile, like do the Kundisin case, like kind of chisel out the Kundisin case.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's not Yorid Vesosin. That's not Yorid.
Look at the rock.
It's not Yorid Vesosin. Right? Yorid means you're going downwards, not horizontally. Yorid. Take it as a roof. And your means it goes down. It doesn't go horizontal. It goes downwards. So if you think of the edge of the roof is going to extend downwards.
You're saying it's referring to this. I think it's just referring to that.
What do you think it's referring to?
I think it's just referring to that.
The wall, but that's not your read. That's not your read then.
It is. You say it's there and then it continues.
What do I think it's referring to? What do I think it's referring to?
I thought you were referring to...
No, I agree with you. It's the edge. It's the edge of... Okay. The crater wall has to go on this on the outside. So we're on the same page as each other. It's the outside. I mean, it's a frame. Again, there's no frame there, but it's the edge... Of each, there's no frame there of the building, but each edge will create a downward motion. You're so same on the edge to create like a cavity in the middle, right? I think we're on the same page. But in the case of sukkah, the lav lachi avidi, that it was not made for the external, made for the internal, made for the houses. If you want to use tikkur of Yorim Sosim, you can use it to make a floor, to make a wall, but for the towards the house, not away from the house, not to the chutzner. If you want to create a little tikkur of Sosim and have a little area towards your home and use the home as part of the wall, that's one thing. But to use a wall, virtual wall, and go outside of that area to the chutzner, that we're not going to say, and therefore we say the word low, it's not going to count, and therefore Rava says, even Rav, who holds no p'tikra concept, sorry, who holds by p'tikra, in the case of Shabbos, because you built the tikra for that area. But the achsadra in the sukkah case was not built for the chutzner, it was built for the connection to the wall. And therefore, to say that it goes down, you're already so same for the case of the chutzner, that's already a big chiddush. We're not so fast to accept that idea. Okay, Tanan, we learned a Mishnah. This Tanan over here is going to be a kasha on either, we'll see, either a bai or a rabba. And you'll see a tremendous amount of intellectual honesty right now going on. Our Gemara, it's a beautiful thing. Tanan, we learned a Mishnah, v'chein chutzner amukefet achsadra. Now, if you go back, if you die on Allah for a second, we had three cases where we discussed Dofen Akuma. The classic case of the hole in the wall. The case when we have our achsadra, we have those porches jutting out. Say again?
Classic case of hole in the ceiling.
Of?
Hole in the ceiling.
Hole in the ceiling.
The
hole in the ceiling. Well, I call it wall because I'm doping a kuma. But you're correct. It should really be hole in the ceiling. I made that up just now to try to protect myself from what I said. Okay. You're correct. I was slow to be honest, so I had to. I can't say that. I'll talk about that. Anyways, fine. And the last one is the case when you have a very big sukkah, but you put bad tzchach on the side. Now, in each of those cases, we said as long as it's within four amos, you're okay. Dofen akuma, which implies more than four amos will not be okay. So one second, I think one of the cases was achsadra. Achsadra, more than four amos away from the wall is not okay. What's that going to buy? What happened to your pshat of pitikra? Says the Gemara. That case of Mishnah Yudayim and Aleph. The Amai, why for Amos would it be a problem? Namely, let us just say, Pitik Yorim Sosim, that the edge of the porch should be able to create, according to you, Abaye, a Yorim Sosim, a halachic wall. And therefore, a big kasha on Abaye. So it says Rava to Abaye's defense. Abaye, I don't know why, he maybe never heard this kasha. He never answered it. But Tirgma Rava explained Abaye. Look at that. Kol Kavod. The other side of the machlokas, Rava could have had like a feather in his cap, and perhaps even won saved the day and won this battle. But it is not so fast. I know what Abai would say back over here. Abai would say, "Think about Abai, Rava, leave it to Abai, kshehishve es kiruyov," which means p'tikra usually works when you have an area of a downward from where the schach is. You have a thickness that's heading downwards a little bit. Let's say whatever tefach, whatever its mount is going to be. Again, you have this porch, and you put the schach on top of the porch. So however thick the porch is, that thickness of the porch is already kind of jutting down below the schach. Is that what I'm clear? Is it understand what I'm saying? So if, actually there's a picture of it. I think there's a picture in the back, if I remember. There's a picture in the back. Page Chav Dalet again, I think. Yeah, Chav Dalet, picture Kuf Pehe. Picture Kuf Pehe, it's Kuf Tzadihe. Look up Kuf Tzadihe versus Kuf Pehe for a second. Kuf Tzadihe, you'll notice that the thickness of the porch is beneath the schach. Right? You have the schach on top of it, and then the thickness of the porch is beneath the schach. While in Kuf Tzadihe, it's flush with the schach. There is no area that juts down beneath the schach. There's no p'tikra that's yored that we can be so same afterwards. So therefore, if it's flush, if it's even with the schach, I have no jutting down of any area where I could suggest p'tikra.
So you need a small piece of vertical wall.
Correct, exactly. In order to create.
There.
What's that?
Really there, it's just been blocked. You can't see it. Because
no, but the problem is that we have schach, we have a roof. If I have a roof, where there's like a little bit above the roof. I can't think Peter Yorba's so same because it's not, I have to have something that's coming, already starting a wall below. Meaning, Peter Yorba works by having already a piece jutting downwards. We started the motion, we mentioned last time, we started the motion, continue the motion downwards. But if I have no jutting downwards, meaning it's flush, I have no Peter Yorba's so same, it's not Yorba at all. It's not Yorba, it's just flush, it's a regular roof.
I need a little wind, blow it,
okay, so if it happens, maybe you're right, but
is there, just being wrong.
But right now, I don't know. It's like taking this tefach there, but it's not there yet. It might get there. If it would get there, so I guess we have a question of Taslim Nasweb. Maybe not, because it's not schach. It's really an issue of wall. It's an issue of wall. Maybe wall is not a problem. You don't have to make walls like that. You have to make schach. Okay. Anyway, says the Gemara right now the following. Says the Gemara based on this point, it says, Kishahishves Kirov, which means when there's equal. Kishahishves means it's flush, it's flat. The kirav, which means the wall, or the roofing. The roofing is equal, the schach is equal to the actual pitikra. There's no yorei, therefore there's no sosem. That's how Abai would answer. But in a case, it's true. When he had more than four amos, certainly if there was a pitikra yorei, then we would say yorei v'sosem. That's all how they learned it in Surah. We had this gemara a little while ago as well. We had two different girsos of how it was learned. Besura Masni Lash Maisa Bahai Lishna. In Surah, they taught the teacher we mentioned the way we mentioned it, which means, and you'll come back to this means right here, Abai and Rava were arguing, agree with the Ptsimin case, which reminds us of what Ptsimin was. We had those Lavud cases. They all agree that's kosher because of Lavud. And they argue, if you have no Ptsimin, do you all buy Ptsikr or not? That's how we learned it in Surah. But in Pumbedisa, they had a different teaching.
One level more Machmir.
Masni was taught in Pumbedisa. Siyagagabe Achsadra. She'ein la p'tzimin. If there are no p'tzimin, if there are no poles on by the porch, Divrei Hakol P'sula. Everyone agrees it would be puzzle. Which means no one holds p'tikra in that case. Yesh la p'tzimin. If you would have p'tzimin, if you would have these beams, these poles that are out there, which are within three tefachim creating lavud. We have a machlokas there. Abai Amar Kshera, Rabba Amar Pesuba. Abai says it's kosher, Rabba says it's not kosher. Abai Amar Kshera, Abai says kosher, why Amrin and lavud? We hold by lavud. Now we all know we hold all the time we hold by lavud. But Abai over here holds we hold by lavud. Lavud over here means in every direction. It's a wall, both inside and outside. What were the Pesimim made for in the first place? Rashi was either made for the wall. It was like an area, like a walkthrough. You can walk in that area. It's like a sidewalk. It was made for the purpose of the house. So you put seam in there. It's a halachic wall. That wall will function both this way towards the house and away from the house towards the chutzner. Rava will argue. Rava will say, Psula, Rava, Psula. Law me love it. We don't hold by love it. Now, of course we hold by love it. Of course, you know, it's a halachic motion we see now. We hold by love it. But we don't hold by love it to go multi-directional. It means you put your poles up there for a certain reason, for a certain direction. We only hold one directional lavud, which means you can make a wall, but it'll only be whatever you intended on making a barrier for. I put my semen, which usually we presume we put it for a walkway towards the house, that it creates a wall only to the direction of the house. But Rava says it will not create a lavud to the direction of the actual chatzar itself. And therefore, Rava will say there is no lavud in that case. We have now this machlokas between Abai and Rava, or Surah Medisa, where Abai Rava actually argued. According to the opinion of Abaye, according to Surah, they argued about a case of no p'tzimin. If there are Petzimim, everyone holds by Lavud and it's kosher, you can carry there. But without Petzimim, the question would be, Petzimim, Rav Sosim, Abai says, we hold a Petzimim, Rav Sosim, Rav says, we do not hold a Petzimim, Rav Sosim. But we hadn't put Petzimim, so different machlokas. Everyone agrees without Petzimim there, it's not kosher at all. We don't want Petzimim, Rav Sosim in a case when it was not for that area. By Shabbos, we still might, like Rav, but we wouldn't by Sukkah, because by Sukkah, it wasn't made for that area, and therefore Petzimim only works in a case when it's made for that area. However, for Petzimim, is machlokas. Abai says, Petzimim is Lavud. It works for every wall. Lavud, it works in a wall in every direction you want. But Rav will say, no, it doesn't work as a wall, except the direction where you actually put it up there for. Since Petzimim were used to put up towards the wall as a walkway, not for the chatzir, it would not work to create a mechitza or a kosel for the chatzir. Just the Pesach Halacha, the Gemara over here says, Hilchzak Lishna Kama. We pass like the first way of Surah, and by the way, within that way, Rashi explains over here, whenever you have Rav versus Abai, we almost always pass them like Rava. To pass like Rava within the first way. What does that mean? With Petzimim, kosher, that's Lavud. And without Petzimim, not allowed, because Petzimim only works if you're intending on using that thing you're being you're associating to that area where you're being towards. So if you want to use that for the area towards the house, or in the case of Shabbos with the Achsadra and the Bikkah, that would work according to Rav even. But it would not work to use for a Sukkah in the middle of a courtyard. The last one's over here. This is actually a famous Gemara we have over here for us. We have 1% left before we died. We're about to lose you, Danny. We're about to lose you. We have 1% left. This one. Yeah, you want to call him on the earphone? Do you mind?
I can finish it off.
Okay, yeah. What's the question? No, it's fine. It'll die either way. It'll die in 30 seconds or whatever. Yeah.
Would you say that Rava would also go from 2 blocks ago where we had a wall, right? It was 7. It was 4.
Love in both directions?
Yeah. Would he disagree with that concept?
No.
4, and then you needed
4 plus. Yeah. I assume that in that case, it was made to go both directions. So I assume as long as it was made, the shame that movement, it's not an issue of love with stam, like you can't go there. It's an issue that you can only use it whatever it was made for. So I assume if it's going, put it there for both sides, it shouldn't be a problem.
So in this case here,
right, the Petzimim, according to Rav, were only made, again, assumingly that you only made it for the sake of... No, without Lavud, we'd be stuck. We had no walls then. We need Lavud. Right, we need Lavud here.
Just trying to say, like, why can't you say it was made for both sides?
Like, you could. But like, I think the assumption over here is this. Something is that Petzimim were not made for Sukkos. It was made for the purpose of a regular, it wasn't a Sukkos Petzimim. It was all year long Petzimim. So we assume if that's the case, then it probably was made for the thing that's there all the time and not for the Sukkah. That's my guess. Okay, finish the last part here. There's a famous Gemara because it's our Achve Gemara. It's our Achve Gemara. It put us on the map. Rav Ashi Ashche L'Rav Kahana the Kamesach Agav Abay Achsadra She'en L'Petzimim. Rav Ashi saw Rav Kahana. He was putting Tzchach on an Achsadra that had no Petzimim. So it's not like Rava. This would work only according to Abaye in the Nusach that we had in Surah. Yeah.
Silly question. What is Petzimim again?
It's like those rods, those little poles that are 3 tefachim within 3 tefachim of each other. It's like little rods that you have, like a little.
Why does he put tzchach on there without any support?
Because the poles never went up to the tzchach anyways. But they created a wall. But what he did was he laid it out over the porch to porch. Laid it out over the course of the entire porch from porch to porch. So Rav Ashi sees Rav Kahana doing this action of putting tzchach on the Achsadra without Petzimim. Amar Leis is back to Rav Ashi, is back to Rav Kahana, or to Rav Kahana. Don't you hold by Rava in Surah that if there are Petzimim there, you can use such a sukkah using Lava to create the wall? But without Petzimim, we don't hold by the concept that you're over so same when it wasn't made for that area. How can you possibly have a kosher sukkah over here? Achvele. So now Rav Kahana gestures, he points, and he points to a little piece of a tevach. We know the rule is, if you have two walls that are perpendicular to each other, you just need, again, we have a machlokas in the Gemara, and have Zion. How much do you need? A tefach shochik within 3 tefachim, or the stama tefach, which is what you're passing like. Over here he said he had a single, or as we actually pass like tefach shochik, I think it means within 4 to 3 tefachim. But over here he says, there was a single petzimim that was there as a tefach amount, and you couldn't see it. You're inside the sukkah, you're out of the sukkah, near bifnim v'shavim b'chutz. If you look over here, for example, if you look over here, if you're standing inside the sukkah, look at the picture we have on the page Daf Yates, in the picture we have over here, I'm saying an Ari Gemara over here. It's not such a fancy picture, but you're standing in the place of sukkah over here. The Aksadra is the porch. I mean, the porch over here is filled in, and you're using that, I mean, you have two walls, and you touch the Aksadra as a third wall. The Aksadra is more than 4 amos away from the house, so you can't use that wall anymore. So where's your third wall? So we said no, because we have a p'simin. Now, you can't see the p'simin. I'm sorry. Okay, it's not this way. It's the other way. Meaning, you're standing outside. The p'simin, if you look over here, you see, if you go down the well, let's just look at this. Let's look at the picture in the back. Because this is the next case. It's not this case. The picture we have in our Gemara is the next case we have in the Gemara. Yeah, it's not this one. So the picture, again, on page Chav Dalid, or Chav Hey, page Chav Hey, look in picture Kuf Tzadi Vav. So he's standing outside the sukkah. Okay, Rav Ashi said outside the sukkah. Rav Kahn's in the sukkah. He says, "What are you doing here? Where's your third wall?" So he couldn't see the third wall. There was a teflach that was going inside. Only if you're inside could you notice it. Not if you were outside. So the Gemara over here says what it means. He achvelei. He said he gestures and says, "Near me b'fnim, v'shav me b'chutz." You can only see it from inside. On the outside, it's shavet. It's equal, meaning it doesn't jut out at all. On the outside, you can't notice it. You're on the outside. You don't notice it, but it's really there, and it's a teflach. And therefore, it's kosher using that tefach of the extra tefach that's attached to the, you know, shnaim v'mashu, shtei defanos u'mashu. Inami, alternatively, the other way also would work. Nirim v'chutz v'shav v'fnim. That's our gemara we have. That's our picture we have in our gemara. If you're sitting inside, you can't notice the tefach jutting outwards. But even that tefach is considered a proper tefach. That's a very strange thing to say. Because it's not protecting you at all. But it's going out, but it's flush, meaning it ends flush with the wall. But it juts externally, away from the sukkah. Why is that okay? Look at the Gemara. Near b'chutz v'shav mifnim. Why is that okay? Deimar, because we stated elsewhere regarding Hilchos Shabbos with the mavli. Near b'chutz v'shav mifnim nidon mishum lechi. If you have a mavli, and you have, which means you have an entranceway to Rishon Rabban, you're supposed to put a lechi in the entranceway to make sure there's like a blockage of a tefach or a mashu for lechi. It's a mashu in order to create this something by the third side to allow you to carry in the mavli. If you made your lechi outside the mavui and it just met up with the opening to the mavui, meaning it didn't jut it all into the doorway, the opening. It was outside and it met up with the end, the beginning of the opening. Halacha is by Hilchos Shabbos, that's considered a proper lechi. Like Marv here says, if that's the case, the lechi hainu p'tzimin, assuming it's a tefach, which is what Rashi puts out here, it's got to be a tefach at least. But the tefach, a jutting outside, would be called a lechi in Hilchos Shabbos. They were called p'tzimin in Hilchos Sukkah. So, a quick recap, we did up till the whole day today what we did. It's a quick recap. We had Mahalik's Abai and Rav, we had in the last Gemara. Abai brings down and says, Peter Yerovitz, so the same works to make a sukkah using Aksadra. It would work in that case. Rav says it would not work in that case. We brought down Rav and Shmuel thinking that that's a lineup, that Rav is like Abai, because he brought a case down of Aksadra in a valley, that he says that you can carry throughout the entire Aksadra, because Peter Yerovitz, so the same. And Shmuel would say you cannot carry only 4 amos, like any Carmelist. He doesn't have a Pitek Yovet Sosim. We said that everyone agrees that Shmuel is not like Abai. Only Rav Shmuel can be alike. The reason why is because in the case of Shmuel, even though you made the Tikra for the sake of that Achsadra, we still say you can't use the walls, the virtual walls for it. Kalva Chomer, in our second case, when it was not made for the Achsadra, it was made for the closer to the wall area. You certainly couldn't add it. But when it came to the opinion of Rav, who said that you can use the Aksadra in the case of Shabbos, so that sounds like a Abai. But even Rav says that's like me also. Why? Because there you made it for the sake of that area, so you can use it as a wall for that area. But in the case of Sukkah, you didn't make it for that area, therefore you can't use it as a wall for that area, only a wall for whatever you made it for. Particular would not apply in a place you did not make it for. The mission, we had a question we quoted in our mission, Dafi Zayim Aleph, Kash and Abaye. Where it sounds like even if it's further for Amos, it's no longer kosher b'tam dof and akuma, and it's not kosher at all. Why is it kosher b'tam p'tikir over sosim? Why is it kosher that way? So he said, because here it was flush with the ceiling, p'tikir only works if you have a jutting down of the wall where the schach ends, the wall continues a little further downwards. We then discussed that some people have a different girsa, and Suro is what we quoted. They argue, Abai Rabbi argue about the case of no p'tzimin, but they agree with p'tzimin that it would be kosher. And Padisa says, no, the opposite. It really, it said that if there were no p'tzimin, everyone agrees it's not kosher. Even Abai says it's not kosher. If there are p'tzimin, as the Machlokas, Rav would say it's still not kosher. Why not? Ayaz Lavud. He doesn't hold by Lavud when it wasn't made for that part, that direction of the courtyard. Finally, we pointed out this discussion. Sorry, we passed him like the Surah and the opinion of Rava, which means we hold machlokes when it comes to no p'timin. We pass like Rava that it's not kosher if it's not made for that area. And by p'timin, like Lavud, we'd say it is kosher. However, the Gemara then brings up a story of Rav Asher, Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana was making a sukkah over an area of the Achsadra without p'timin against Rav's opinion. How can he do that? So they gestured and said, really, it's the tefach turning inwards, tefach turning outwards. We know even outwards is considered kosher for a lechi, and a lechi is like p'timin as long as the tefach. That's the end of our Gemara, and Danny made it the entire way through. It's like the Gemara in Tinus, with the daughter who by accident brought vinegar instead of oil. And the same one who said that oil could light will say vinegar could light as well.
Rav
Hanibin Trajan? No, Rav... what's that? 1% for a long time.